Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, 7-6. We continue to discuss the halachas of bringing the Korban Pesach B'tumah. And the truth is that this Mishnah doesn't say a whole lot more than what I've already said in explaining the previous Mishnah, especially in Mishnah Dalet. Here it says, Nitma Kahal Orubo. If the entire community, or even a majority of the community, of people who would be bringing the Korban Pesach, become Tameh, and again here we're talking about Tameh Mace, they've been exposed to Tumah specifically from a corpse, Oshahayo Kohanim Tamein, or if the Kohanim were Tamei, the Kahal Tahorim, even if the rest of the people are all Tahor, Ye'ase Betuma, the Korban Pesach is done, even in a state of Tumah, offered and eaten in a state of Tumah. So as I said before, there really are three separate criteria, any of which would be sufficient to allow the Korban Pesach to be brought Betumah. Either the majority of the people are Tamei, or the Kohanim are Tamei, or the Klei Sharis, the utensils that have been sanctified in the Beis HaMikdash for service are Tamei. In all three of those cases, one would do the Korban Pesach B'tumah, offering and eating it B'tumah. And once you're doing that, under any of those three possibilities, everyone brings a Korban Pesach. Meaning, just for example, let's say the Kohanim were Tamei, so then they would be doing the Korban Pesach anyways. At that point, even if an individual were Tamei, he'd bring his Korban Pesach. He wouldn't say Amsel, I'm a minority of people who are bringing Korban Pesach, and therefore I would wait till the Pesach Sheni. No, not true. Once it's being brought in a state of Tumah, everyone participates. Now, as far as the Kohanim go, as I've said previously, you can read carefully the words of this Mishnah, and it says, when it talks about the Kahal, the people, it says Rubo, a majority of the people. When it mentions the Kohanim, it doesn't mention a majority. And therefore, according to many, it has to be a case where all of the Kohanim who are available are Tamei. Therefore, you have no one through the Avoda, so then we would rely on this special waiver. But if you had some, even a minority, you'd make them do it. According to the Rambam, however, there's no difference. The same principle applies of Rubo, the majority, both to the Kahal, the people, as well as the Kohanim. Meaning, even if you have a majority of Kohanim who are Tameh, but many who are Tahor, still it can be all done B'tumah, according to the Rambam. As far as how to measure the rove, the majority of the Kahal, the people. So there you're talking about the majority of people who are eligible for bringing the Korban Pesach, and we're going to measure that based to Mechlokas Tanaim on exactly who's eligible in terms of the distance they are from the Beis Mikdash. But according to Rabbi Akiva, we're talking about all the people who are around the Mikdash area. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's all the people who are inside of the Azara area. So the point is, you've got a majority of people who are right there ready to bring it. That's all we're counting. We're not considering the people who are not planning on coming in the first place to bring the Korban Pesach. Okay, so the Mishnah continues on and says, Nitma miyuta kahal, if only a minority of the people are Tamei, hatahorin osin esarishon, so then those people who are Tahor would do their Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, bring the regular Korban Pesach, vatamein, and the minority who couldn't bring it, they'll push it off, and Osen Esa Sheni, they'll do their Pesach Sheni on the 14th of Iyar.